The idea of human rights is that each one of us, no matter who we are or where we are born, is entitled to the same basic rights and freedoms. Human rights are not privileged, and they cannot be granted or revoked. They are inalienable and universal. The idea of human rights is that each one of us, no matter who we are or where we are born, is entitled to the same basic rights and freedoms. Human rights are not privileges, and they cannot be granted or revoked. They are inalienable and universal. Okay, I know it's a little bit serious, but I think this is really important. All right, now 我们首先来看第一个单词是 entitled. Entitled, 那它是动词，它是指给予谁谁谁权利。 Entitled, 那之前好像有讲过, 跟这个字有点像的呢是 entity. Entity, 它的e呢是微笑的嘴型, 它是指实体, entity. 再我们来看 privilege这个字。 这个字呢, 有一点小小的难念, 拆开来重音在前面, privilege。 那这边的vi呢, 其实并没有认真的, 并没有真正的发出来, 那它就是比较像是 privilege, privilege, privilege。 OK, 那那个v是v的感觉, 可是也不要发太重哦。 那如果讲它的形容词, 那就是privileged, privileged. 有时候有人就会说, oh, I feel so privileged, 就是我觉得我被优待了这样子, OK? Privilege. 那再恶心一点呢, 有些男生就会说, spoiling you is my privilege, 就是把你宠坏是我的特权。 好, 再我们来看下一个字是 grant. Grant 呢, 它当动词的时候呢, 是同意或者是准许的意思, A 是发A的音, grant, grant. 那不知道大家有没有在听歌的时候听到，就是 If I could grant to you one wish， 我如果可以就是给你一个愿望的话，你会许什么呢 ？If I could grant to you one wish， 那当然还有更常听到一个用法呢，它是一个片语，就是 take something for granted， 就是把一个东西视为理所当然。那我觉得我们都不应该把任何东西视为理所当然。OK， never take anything for granted。 Alright, 再我们来看看 revoke 这个字 revoke 的 re 呢是发 re 的音 revoke 重音在 voke 这个地方它是动词指的是撤销再我们来看 inalienable inalienable 它是指不可分割的大家都知道它的字根呢应该看得出来是 alien Alien, 那就是指外星人 可是Alien这个字呢 我们虽然比较常提到是外星人 可是它还有一种另外一种用法是有一点点歧视一点点排挤的意味 是指外国人或者是一个国家的外来者 Sting之前就有一首歌 就是I'm an alien, I'm a legal alien 就是我是一个合法的就是从别的国家搬到这个新国家的人 OK, Alien是指外来者 那它当形容词的时候 那就更 负面啦, 那就是指一个人很格格不入, OK? 那再来它还有一个动词呢, 是 alienate, alienate, 它就是指就是使一个人疏远的那种感觉, 就是比如说, he was alienated from the rest of the world, 就是他跟世界隔离那种感觉, OK? 那我们最后再来看一次今天的例句, The idea of human rights is that each one of us no matter who we are or where we are born, is entitled to the same basic rights and freedoms. Human rights are not privileges, and they cannot be granted or revoked. They are inalienable and universal. Alright, so that is the end of today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings. This sentence is different from the one in yesterday's because the one yesterday is full of emotions and this one is rather serious so you could consider what kind of tone you would like to use and I'll see you guys tomorrow on pronunciation challenge. Bye!